Words of Life Daily Devotional. Friday, 30th January, 2026. Reverend Eco Eschen. Topic: Remember Your True Identity. Scripture: 1 John 3, 2. The Passion Translation. Beloved, we are God's children right now. However, it is not yet apparent what we will become. But we do know that when it is finally made visible, we will be just like Him, for we will see Him as He truly is. Beyond all our natural credentials, God has given us credentials that matter more and can make a great difference in our lives. Yes, we have a natural identity which helps us to be identified amongst humans or the living. However, we have a spiritual identity too that enables us to live beyond the human experience. This is what the Apostle John is reminding us of. He says, "We are God's children right now." That is who we are. We are children of God. Indeed, we have His nature and power in us, and we represent Him here on earth. Hebrews 2 verse 10 shows us how our Father got more sons and daughters for Himself. He wasn't satisfied with just one son, Jesus, for it was fitting for Him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. The New King James Version. Through Jesus, death and resurrection of Jesus, the captain of our salvation, we who believed and received Him as Savior and Lord were born again and became sons of God. This is our spiritual identity. It shows who we are and even more, whose we are, to whom we belong. Why do we need authority? We need authority to enforce obedience and to get things done. Because we represent our Father on earth and we must execute His business effectively, He gave us spiritual authority so that we can deal with Satan and evil spirits anytime and anywhere. John 1 verses 11 to 12 tells us that He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. The New King James Version. We have the right or authority to be called the children of God and to act as such to enforce obedience either in our personal lives or in ministry. When we encounter Satan and demons causing havoc to people, it's a sign that we are needed. The threat of sickness, disease, fear, and other demonic influences require that, as sons of the Father, we take our place and superimpose the power and victory of our Lord Jesus on Satan's evil works. Wherever you find yourself as a son or daughter of our Father, realize that you are set for impact and change. That's why you are there. And that's part of the reason you were given spiritual authority. May men and women be set free as you take your place, and let Jesus be praised and glorified. Confession. I acknowledge that I have authority to deal with every evil spirit anywhere, anytime in Jesus' name. At the name of Jesus, every force, device, or threat of the enemy is subject to me. I dominate every situation and environment I find myself in, because my identity and authority is divine and effective in Jesus' name. I walk and live victoriously as a son of God here on earth. Therefore, all things work together for my good. Hallelujah! Further reading, Mark 16, 15 to 20, the New King James Version, verse 15. And He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Verse 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Verse 18. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Verse 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, He was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Verse 20. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again or saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link https://echoeschen.lifeconventionministries.org/salvation-invitation/.